Then there's the preaching of the gospel and the tilling of the soil. So these specifically are occupations of common right. And the Supreme Court says that a state cannot restrict that by licensing. So you can't, any state can't have a licensed attorney. So the way they do that is they created another state, and it's called in this state or on this state. And anytime they want to violate your rights, they say it's okay to do that in this state. And my position on that is that if it's really a state, then the Supreme Court and Butchers Union decision applies there too. If it's not really a state, then it doesn't apply to me because I'm not there. I'm in Texas.
Well, the other thing, if I may jump in momentarily, and I don't mean to interrupt your flow here, but a prime example here that you have to keep in mind, and that is to take into consideration the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. Under that act, you're not subject to that jurisdiction. There's a very famous case called Mitchell versus, but in that case, the court stated very clearly that you are not, and I repeat, you and I are not subject to government rules and regulations unless we volunteer to be subject to those rules and regulations. Now, why I bring that up is the very fact that here you have this element of the Bar Association that's nothing but a private club, no state, as you mentioned, and accurately so, that there is not a state in the union that licensed attorneys, and they cannot practice law because they do not deal in law. I don't know if you guys are aware. In law school, there is not one semester that's taught on law. They're taught in today's law school of statutes and codes and research and writing briefs and how to create confusion out of nothing. Why I even bring that up, the reason that no state can issue a license to a bar member or an attorney, whatever, and I didn't say lawyers, and I just did a law class. I teach four law classes a month. Oh, I guess, boy, time gets away. About 3 months ago now, right around first of the year, just before, just after, whatever it was, I taught on the issue why attorneys are not lawyers. And very interesting subject. When you get down into the meat and potatoes of it, that because the attorneys nowadays are not taught law, an attorney can only deal in statutes and codes or any other corporate designated rule or regulation or whatever. On the other side of the coin, lawyers deal in law. And I was doing some research on that. And one of the things that attorneys, their goal that they're taught to do is how to take away your rights and your property and your money. Have you ever wondered why an attorney charges $350 an hour when you can have somebody with the same education, just as critical in society, and they get, you know, $40-$50 an hour, if that? And that is the reason that they joined the Communist Party in, I think it's 1923. I have the document. And in that, they fully adopted the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And what they did in addition, the communists, when they joined that, said, we want you to implement two other additives to number one. And you guys know what number one is. The abolishment of private property. And here's how they plan to do it. You are to accept with your practice of law. See, they're practicing. They never get proficient at it because they're outside of the realm of the boundary of law. They deal in statutes and codes. That's why they're called practice in the law. But what happened in this thing is that they agreed through inflation of cost to clients to divest them of their money, their rights, and their property. And that's how this whole thing got started, because the reason that no state can issue a license to an attorney for the practice of law, it violates our First Amendment right, the right of free speech. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that into the equation. Didn't mean to interrupt your presentation there.
No, that's fine. I appreciate your input. This is from Butchers Union right here. And the paragraph that's highlighted below here says, it cannot be that a state may limit to a specified number of people the right to practice law, the right to practice medicine, the right to preach the gospel, the right to till the soil, or to pursue particular business or trades, and thus parcel out to different parties the various vocations and callings of. What it's saying is that we have the right to want to do, with very few exceptions, and those occupations cannot be licensed.
Well, you know what the definition of a license is, do you not?
Yes, it is the authorization to do something that would otherwise be illegal.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. The first section of the 14th Amendment was, among other things, designed to prevent all discriminating legislation for the benefit of some to the disparagement of others. And when rightly enforced as other prohibitions upon the state, not by legislation of a penal nature, no one will
complain. Justin, why don't you read that next sentence right here?
Butchers Union is a fantastic case, and any listener out there who hasn't read it needs to. It's got the citation for Butchers Union is 111 U.S.746. So you can just type in Butchers Union versus Crescent City Company, comma, 111 U.S. 746, and it'll
and
bring this case up.
And that was decided May 5th, 1884. And
yes,
it has never been overturned.
Never been overturned. It's been challenged four times and never successfully.
That's right. The a little bit about